Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, September the 8th, 2026, 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. And phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming back after that long three-day Labor Day weekend. Well, I do want to remind everybody again tonight, City Council Committee meetings tonight, 6:30, second floor, City Hall. Tonight, I think the major conversation will probably be flock camera legislation and data center stuff. All right, go ahead, caller.
First, good morning again, Scott. How are you?
I'm good.
Now that I know what you just said, I can properly greet you.
Yes.
I would like to say that I want to live wherever the weather is like this all year round, because it is a beautiful morning.
It's, you know, I had to, when I went to McDonald's this morning, I had to put the window up as I was driving over here because it was a little cool.
It is just lovely outside now. The sun is shining, but it's not biting, it's not stinging, it's just that nice sunshine that sort of warms your skin, and it's just not humid, and I think it's a reprieve. The humidity is, it's nice having a reprieve from it. So yes, I wanted to be positive and happy, and I think even the birds are chirping this morning.
Well, yes, the humidity disappearing after last week, when the humidity was horrible and the 90-something degree temperatures as we kicked off September, that was a little rough. I don't think we're going to have that this week, though. It'll get a little warm, but I don't think the humidity is going to come with it. So I think we're okay.
If we can just make it through harvest season and get past the corn sweats.
Well, you know what?
Then it'll be winter and we'll all be okay.
Well, what are we now? 22 days away from October 1st, so there you go.
That's kind of insane, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
this year has gone very quickly.
And what, fall, autumn, 13 days.
I remember being a kid and my parents saying, you're a kid, I can't wait to do this, I can't wait to drive that, I want to be old enough to do this, I want to be old enough to do that. My parents would say, don't wish your life away, because when you get older, you know, time just flies. And I never believed it until the older I get, it's like another year has gone by.
Well, like I said last week, days are long, months can be long, but years fly by.
Touché.
There you
Touché.
Go. Yeah, see, yeah, really, somebody should write this stuff down. Now, that's a very philosophical saying. Put that on a pillow.
That's a bit much for a pillow. Maybe
I think
one of
that's
those
good.
Things you put on your wall.
You know, I never liked those
things. A screen print or something.
I
can tell you as a landlord, the sticker things, like the live, laugh, love things, you know what I'm talking about, or they say home, and they're like an actual sticker that you apply to your wall. If you are a renter and you don't want your deposit back, buy those and apply those to your wall, because I guarantee your landlord will be taking your deposit and possibly even suing you for more money, depending on how badly they damage the drywall. Those things are a nightmare. It should be a crime. They will rip the paper right off drywall.
I don't understand those things, but God bless people.
Touche. Now, did you read the stuff I sent you during the break about the CD board?
I did. Now, here's what I don't understand. I guess...
Explain it to the people that also haven't been following along, please.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Well, I guess this all starts because the Marion County...
They gave you the statements, didn't they?
Yes, yes.
And okay, so the statements that's what got me to digging, so please.
Right. So the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities is putting a levy on the ballot and saying that if we do not pass this levy, it's been a long time since we've passed one, services are going to be cut back. And then they felt as if they were being attacked because the people who work there are making too much money. So almost immediately after they did their push to get out, vote for our levy, the vote for our levy push, a letter was sent out on...
There's a step in between there. The
okay.
step in be- they put out their letter
okay.
about the levy, which I had known they were already going to ask for a levy. But I went to see if anyone received any obscene raises between last year and this year, because I'd have to go back and look. But there was a point in time where they were getting like 10, 20% raises in a single year. And I noticed that, and I'm talking the top brass out there, and like the top five people make $700,000 with benefits. I mean, they are very well compensated. The director makes $150,000 a year. The communications director makes $121,000 a year. She started out at like 70-something, you know, but that's neither here nor there. So I know their salaries are exorbitant. And I thought, okay, they're asking for the area especially. I mean, our average household income, the household, the entire household in Marion is $55,000. And we have Cheryl Plaster out there making $150,000. But we'll get to that. So I looked up their salaries because, again, they had seen just huge salary increases, and I posted it in the past. I wanted to see if they had done it from 25 to 26. Lo and behold, I go to Cheryl because she's the highest paid person out there. She's actually the highest paid person in the county right now. In 2025, she was the highest paid person in the county, higher than the judges. So I looked, and from 24 to 25, you have the number. Cheryl went from like 149 to 196,000 or 146,000 to 196,000, almost $50,000 increase in 1 year.
Right.
And but okay, yeah. So I mean, it was a lot of money, but I mean, she's gone up like $25,000 in a year. So it didn't shock me. I mean, it sickened me, but it didn't shock me because these people love to hand out raises to themselves. They obviously follow my Facebook page, because then that's where that letter that you're getting ready to read comes into play.
Right, but here's... Okay,
they responded to it.
They did, and essentially what they said was they'd seen information...
It wasn't a raise.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a raise, but and then they'd seen information circulating. This was from her, the superintendent, Cheryl Plaster, say she'd seen information circulating about her reported compensation, and she understands why the numbers being shared have raised questions. Taxpayers deserve details about the public dollars and how they're being spent. I would ask these questions myself. And basically she said the figure currently being circulated does not represent a salary increase. That they had discovered an error reporting for approximately 20 employees. Earnings and retirement contributions had not been properly credited. Correcting that error required coordination among OPERS, the county auditor, the county prosecutor, legal counsel, and the affected employees.
Did the DD board employees sue the county and get a settlement? 20 employees had an error. Hers was $50,000, a $50,000 error. Now, when she receives $50,000 in compensation, that also means we pay the matching taxes on it. It also means we pay the matching 14% retirement on it. So that $50,000 error of hers is more like 60 plus. There's 19 other people. How much were their errors, Scott? Why? We have the right to know this. If this is how our tax money is being spent, because the money's coming out of our pocket, and if there's a person that made an error that cost that much money, and we're talking the county prosecutor, auditor, everybody else, how much work was coordinated to fix that error? If somebody made an error that cost that much money, are we going after their bond? And how much did that error cost? And why won't you tell us, but why are you coming to your hand out for more money?
Well, here's the thing, I guess, that I'm confused about in this whole story. And I guess I was kind of confused about it last week, but we were talking about other things. I think that the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities is under the impression... Well, let me put it this way. I think they're under the impression that their levies...
This error is worse.
I think they're under the impression that their levies are failing because of rumors. Now, or things being put out on the internet. I shouldn't say rumors. Things being put out on the internet. Now, I'm not saying that probably doesn't hurt.
This is an anti-tax climate.
Right. I don't think that has anything to do with why their levies are failing. I mean, run down.
I see some light being shown on for so long, they have depended on people's goodwill, and it's for the children. And much like the police, how dare we question them because their motives are pure, and trust us. And people are no longer, this is no longer a trust us environment. And that applies across the board to anyone that's spending taxpayer money. This is no longer trust us. We don't trust you. We see where trusting you has gotten us. And the fact that, I mean, I said, how much was the error? And who was made the error? Well, those are private personnel matters. No, those are not private personnel matters when you work for the public. That's what they all really do seem to forget. And I'm not like, oh, you work for us, I'm your boss. You're public employees. You can't say it's a private personnel matter when I can request the records and you have to give them to me. It is a public matter.
Right. But what I think that they think this is why their levies are not passing. And I don't think a lot of work is being done to try to pass their levies. I don't know if they have...
Oh, wait a minute. No. We need to talk about that because they talk about how, you know, their population has grown. I think they said they've added 200 people or they have a waiting list or something along those. I mean, they're busting at the seams. People need services. Okay, then why do they need a communications director? Why do they need billboards advertising? I mean, you're literally telling people we're going to have to cut services. Why are we paying for billboards? Why are we paying somebody $120,000 a year to run a Facebook page and organize mixers? And, you know, I mean, they're using our publicly funded buildings out there to host Chamber of Commerce events. They're using our utilities, our electric, our land, our building, our depreciation to host Chamber of Commerce events. Why? Marketing events. Why? The marketing director for the DD board is out hosting, using our building to instruct local businesses on marketing. Why? What does that have to do with furthering the mission of the DD board? How does that help disabled individuals?
What's their answer?
They don't have one. So no, then it turns into you just hate the disabled. You just, no. My compassion is with the disabled, not your big fat paychecks. That $50,000, how many hours of service could that have provided to someone who's disabled? How many rides to doctors? How many medical devices or day respite care or all of those things? How much money in these errors, quote-unquote errors, of their big fat raises that were wrong over the years? How many errors, how much money could be sent directly to the people? You know, the people that actually provide these services and spend time with these people make less than $20 an hour. You got Cheryl Plaster sitting up there saying, oh, this wasn't a raise. It was a $50,000 error. She is the second highest paid superintendent in the state of Ohio. Explain that to me.
Well, again, what I would guess that the majority of people voting on this levy, which will be quite a few people because it will be an election that I think will have a big
turnout. You know what they're going to do, though, Scott? They're going to cut services to the poor people, and I don't mean poor financially, and they may be. I'm talking about poor souls that actually deserve them and need them. And if we all had to say, that's where we want our money going. I want my money going to helping my disabled neighbors. I don't want my money going to Cheryl Plaster's retirement heirs.
Right, but here's what I think has happened here, because I don't believe 10% of the people who will vote on this would be able to recite you who the superintendent was of the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I don't believe they would be able to recite how much she made and why it is out of whack. I don't think people go and vote that way. I think people go and vote and they see levy and they think tax increase, and that's a dirty word around here, and they vote no. And that's what happens. And I think that's what's going to happen here. And I don't think it's going to hurt her.
The last levy I posted, just the top five paid people's incomes out there over the last, I think I did 8 to 10 years. And I mean, it was extraordinary, the amount of money that they went.
But here's the point that I want to make.
Someone actually told me. Someone said, I've always voted yes for them until and that's not my goal. My goal is not to strip people of services. My goal is to shine the light of accountability on them. Because they want to keep coming back and saying, oh, our wages are refunded by Medicaid. No, that's not true either. They're paying lip service and they're being disingenuous. When you ask them questions in plain English, then they send you their 80-page budget to go through. Now, how's the average person supposed to do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think this becomes irrelevant to maybe everybody but 10% of the voting population. And I think what this is when you put somebody's name and you put their salary out on the internet, I just think they take that personally. And I think that's why there's a response. I don't think they think that's why their levies are failing. I think they just take it personally.
I don't think that's why. Because Nikki Workman, the day after the levy failed the last time, got on there and I have the post, Nikki, if you're listening or if somebody sends this on to you. It talks about basically how stupid and uneducated Marion voters are and how uncaring we are, and we don't care about people, anybody other than ourselves, and it's so frustrating and just not, you know, maybe we're taxed out or whatever, just basically that we're idiots, selfish idiots that don't care about anyone but ourselves. You know, that's honestly, they don't think that, oh, the fact that they make 2 and 3 times as much as the people that they're asking for the money, you know, they don't think that that has anything to do with it, but it does. And it's not. Another thing, too. People are like, oh, you're just envious because they make more than you. No, I'm not envious of people that make more than me. I know people that make way more than them. Way, 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 way more than them.
Yeah, but
I don't envy them. They're my friends.
I honestly.
It pisses me off.
I really.
They threaten disabled people and still take $50,000 payments as errors.
Right, but like I said, I really do think this is irrelevant to the voters, and I think it's misplaced on their behalf to be focusing in on this.
You're right. The heavier thing is the anti-tax climate. You're right. That is what they've got to fight.
Right. And people, honestly, at this point, I don't think I don't know. I mean, it blows my mind.
Voters are tired of being threatened with, you know, I mean, when it comes to the schools, it's always the sports programs. It's always this, you know what I mean? It's always that sort of stuff. I think we're tired of the threats. It's almost like, okay, you've threatened it for so long, prove it.
How much does the head of the Council on Aging make?
Don't know.
Okay, now I think that was the only levy that passed the last go-around, wasn't it?
The only two that were on... Was it on the ballot the last time?
I remember a Council on Aging passing.
The Adam Board and the DD Board, I know, failed. I thought those were the only two levies that I could be...
One did pass.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the last time, but the last levy...
I think it was the time before.
Well, the last levy that I remember passing of any substantiation was the Council on Aging, and I remember it being a sharp contrast to the other two, which was Adam H. and Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Now, nobody is doing an internal audit of the Marion County Council on Aging, and I bet even if you did, it would not matter, and that would still pass because the voting
population...
Yes, the majority of voters are older.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is, and that's why I think it's
well,
just...
Well, they're also the ones that are taxed out when it comes to property taxes.
Right, but I think those people, the older voters who do show up to vote, I think they're going to vote for what they want to vote for, and that's also why a lot of school levies do not pass. And people can make up what they want to make up in regard to why things aren't passing, but that's why they aren't passing, and they haven't passed for a long time. And I don't understand. I just think people get too wrapped up in the personal stuff. I mean, she makes what she makes. I don't think the voters are going to...
But maybe we need to. We're probably not going to. But maybe we need to. Maybe we need to look at this and go, why are we threatening disabled people while these people are sitting up here making almost $1 million amongst themselves? Why?
Well, I mean, how...
Someone needs to, and they've got the poor families bamboozled and hoodwinked to the point that we're your friends, we do no wrong, trust us, but they get on the internet and argue for these people. And they deserve these salaries. Okay, well, you know what? If they didn't get these salaries, we might not have to threaten to take care away from your kids.
Well, right, but I mean, I think this argument can be made for a lot of things. I mean, how much did the public school system have to cut back services this year? And it'll be worse next year because of the Department of Education going downhill federally. How many people took pay cuts at the top?
Well, none of them took pay cuts at the top, but they eliminated 65 positions.
Right, eliminated 65, but how many
people? I'll tell you this, if old Brian Murphy were to miraculously have some $50,000 error tacked on his paycheck next year, I think they'd probably have a hard time getting a levy passed the next time they ask for one.
Well, I honestly don't think people think about their wages. I think people see levy.
I've not ever heard him complain about how much the, when Murphy came in, he came in at what, like 220 something?
Something, but what I guess.
I mean, people were like, how in the world could somebody be paid that much money? Okay, Cheryl Foster makes 150 and she has 1,000 individuals that she is a superintendent over. He has like 4,000 ish and he makes 225,000, so I mean the math, but
right, but well,
I'm not advocating for anybody's salaries as far as that goes.
No, but I guess my point is I don't think Marianne City Schools have passed a levy since 2000. So
that long.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, no.
Okay. Let's go back in time and talk about city council. Nice segue. Tonight, have you read the agenda, or did you hear what Adam was talking about that they want to do the forensic audit back to 2008?
No idea. I missed that.
That's the IT or whatever the thing they resurrected this year.
The software
committee or whatever it is. They want to order the mayor to, I shouldn't say they want to. There is a piece of legislation that they are considering that would force the mayor into having the city's finances and all of our software, et cetera, audited back to 2008, a forensic audit to 2008. Who does that sound like is behind it?
Well, I can't say directly, but... Well, I don't know, though. See, because...
This is his silent sabotage stuff that he's been pushing.
Because right.
They want all.
But who's...
When you read it, it's so AI written, Scott. It's scary that we actually have people sitting up there willing to consider this.
We know that Ralph Smith is the big proponent of this. We know Ralph Smith is on this committee. And I can't imagine the other two people...
What what we should be terrified is the fact that this man actually is in charge of us in any capacity.
Well, you know what? This is the checks and balances of government, I guess. Because for everybody who says Ralph Smith just does what the mayor wants, I guarantee you the mayor doesn't want this. And
it's pages and pages and pages long. Pages.
Right. So
and
the mayor doesn't...
We had 1 year of a forensic audit. Maybe it was two. And all of our books have been audited back to 2008. That's what I don't understand. Like, we've had audits from the state of Ohio throughout this entire period. So I don't understand what they're trying to accomplish. And that's another thing that frightens me, that, like, there's a member of government that... What are you trying to accomplish? And then... These records even exist because we're not required to keep records for 20 years.
You know question that I have in all this?
Forever, not all of them.
Well, now here's the thing. If something really did happen, okay, and by the way, State Auditor Keith Faber has said it didn't.
They said we've had audits and the State Auditor said they didn't. They want logins. They want to audit all the logins.
I understand what I've heard the song and dance, but my
isn't that insane?
But my point, well, not really, because I've heard it before from Ralph, so it's nothing.
No,
new.
But I mean, to actually think that it's possible.
But here's
for 18 years. I mean, those logins would be old enough to vote at this next election, in theory.
Right, but doesn't this clear Miranda McGinnis? I mean, maybe they should not be going after her bond. Because she was apparently given a faulty system.
So she was a victim of the silent sabotage?
Well, she would have to be. Because if this was going on long before her.
the sabotage might have ended right around 2021.
As near as I can tell, there's only one person up there who believes this. And if anybody else believes it, they're only believing it for their own political well-being. And
I mean, Lana Lang believed it at one point in time, but she doesn't have a vote on it right now. The fact that we are considering this stuff, that at this time...
I think Ralph just put it on the agenda.
At this time, too, in our fiscal emergency, we already know that Veritas, $275,000, and Veritas quit. They told us it wouldn't be ethical to take any more of your money because we've done all the work that we can do, and literally, this is as good as it gets, so... we're out. That cost us $275,000. This realistically, for 20 years, let's say somehow they didn't think it was insane and they decided to do it. It could cost seven figures. Where do we get the money, Ralph?
Well, here's the thing. You know
what? We don't have enough firefighters, and he wants a forensic audit.
Well, that's what I don't understand what the legislation for the flock cameras is going to be. Because I'm sure that most of the things people would want to do would cost money. And I don't think people understand. See, this is what I've always said. I don't think people understand the financial situation we're in. And I don't think they have fully grasped it yet. Because they're still trying to pass things that don't need to be passed. I mean, they have cut the funding to downtown Marion. They have cut the funding to Can Do.
Oh, they've raised our bills to Kingdom Come, Scott.
Right, but they want to...
My sewer sanitation bill.
But how would this look to pay for any of this?
Right, when we don't have enough police to fire?
Well, I mean, the optics of it would be ridiculously... nonsensical.
Well, and then they tried to put an emergency clause on it also. This big, long emergency clause of why this legislation would need to be passed as an emergency. So not only would we need to pass it, we need to pass it and fund it immediately.
You know what? I don't know. I guess
and that's the head of our legislation committee coming up with that.
Yeah, but I mean... Is the state auditor wrong? I mean, I guess I don't understand.
According to Ralph Smith, but an emergency, nonetheless. If it's been going on since 2008, and it's real, let's pretend for a minute, it's real, I think it could wait another 30 days so we could at least maybe figure out who we're going to lay off to come up with the money.
2008, is it because that's when Scherzer came to office?
No, it's when we got New World. The New Volt software.
Okay.
They want to audit it from the very beginning, from the first keystroke that ever happened.
Okay. Well, if there were this many problems going on, why did anybody ever run for that office? If it was so messed up.
To fix it.
Oh, okay, I guess.
I mean, I don't... Like, I just want to say, please, peace favor... come through with the findings for recovery from 2021 and 2022.
Well, that could be part of the reason.
Just set these crazy-ass people up once and for all. The fact that they are still even being given credence is just, it's unbelievable.
Well, we'll see where that goes tonight.
See you tonight, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I can't imagine that the mayor... Well, first of all, I can't imagine that would pass. I'm not even sure that would get out of committee, to be honest with you, because of the finance of it and how much it would cost. And I can't imagine it would pass city council. And I certainly can't imagine the mayor would not veto that legislation if it did go to city council. I mean, over $1 million to audit this thing at a time when... the city is in fiscal emergency. I don't know if that would be something that would be done, but you know what? That's up to them. And also, I think a lot of the flock camera legislation tonight is going to be dependent upon finances. I think a lot of it will be dependent upon finances. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, I think it's political posturing. I think they see a referendum coming in the United States. I think they're worried, and I think Ralph Smith's trying to do something that looks like he's doing something. I think the whole silent sabotage and the mystery and the mystique about the finances and all that, and him saying we need this, you know, forensic audit and all, I think it's just, it's show. It's theater. You know, people like drama. People like, you know, detective shows. So it's just a way for him to say, you know what, we're up here trying to do stuff. That's my opinion. But
well, I think the common wisdom would be that, hey, we didn't cause this fiscal emergency, which will probably impact us on the next ballot. Other things were going on.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's really, as you were saying, I don't think it's going to really accomplish anything. I think it's just theater. I think it's political theater. I think Cheryl Plaster is playing the same political theater. You know, oh, they're just picking on my wages and this, that, and the other. No, it's, for me, this goes back a long way. And people need to look into, it's not about the wages, Scott. It's about the stewardship of the money. It's about how it's being spent and has been spent. That's what people are tired of. All the years, say, with the city schools and the county schools and all that, you know, the Supreme Court ruled 25 years ago that you can't fund the schools through property taxes. So for all these years, it's been do it for the kids, do it for the kids, do it for the kids. That's the same thing that Cheryl's playing. And I'm all about the kids. People that know me knows I've done enormous things for, and I'm about, you know, helping disabled kids. So, as I said, that whole system out there, I mean, and there's a whole story here, Scott, that, you know, I dated a person who was the CFO out there. I know things. They know I know things. That's why they don't like me talking about it. It has nothing to do with their wages. It has everything to do with fancy offices and things not, you know, you remodel the building, you spend hundreds of thousands of tax dollars, you pay the people very, very well, and I'm cool with that if you're doing all the other things right, but you don't change environmental systems. You don't update windows and things like that. You have floors that are peeling up and coming apart because the wrong glue was specced. I mean, it's just thing after thing after thing, and she's trying to put it off on the people are just mad because I make good money and I pay my people well. If she's doing everything so well, how did this mistake even happen?
I guess
that's what I would ask. You're making, as Naomi said, you're the second highest paid MRDD person in the state of Ohio. I would think, wow, you know, how did this even happen when we've got the second best in the whole state? I mean, 88 counties in the state of Ohio. Kind of like a confession, a murder confession, sitting in a file cabinet, and we got a former police chief who is now the mayor. We have a police chief who was part of this all this time, but you have not one comment. I mean, even when Colleen Marshall came, I don't even remember. They're like, we tried to have a conversation with the police department or the chief of police or the former chief of police, the mayor, and there was no comment or nothing. But, again, these are my opinions.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day, Bob.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Feel free to buzz in. We enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. I would guess that the reason a lot of these levies fail is because people see them as new taxes, and they do not want to pass them. And that has been going on for a long time in this area. And open enrollment did hurt that to a certain degree many, many years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, love the levies.
Yes.
You know, too many of these people, Nikki Workman, getting that big fat salary she has, some of the others in these high falutin administrative positions, particularly MRDD. Where have these people's souls gone? Usually people who have altruistic motives take these positions because they give a damn. The money isn't necessarily important. And one would think that if they have altruistic motives, they would say, hey, you know, I'm comfortable at this salary level. I don't need any more. Put it into the program. Put it into the clients who could use a little extra in this area, that area, so on and so forth. Marion, like most communities, has too many administrative people. Pretty much all in Marion is administratively top-heavy. And it comes down to the good old Marion Mutual Admiration Society. And this kind of crap has to stop. That's why Marion has been stagnant all these years. It's time for a change. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take, but you look at Upper Sandusky, you look at Bucyrus. Those smaller towns, they are smaller than us. And they're doing pretty darn well. So, taxpayers, get up off your butts, vote. Vote with your wallet. Demand a better return on your tax dollar investment.
Thanks for calling.
Do a better tomorrow.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program. Feel free to buzz in if you'd like, 740-383-9944. Well, it's an interesting discussion, but as I've said before, I think passing a levy, whether it's a school levy or whether it's something for the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, or it's Adam H., or even fire levies at this particular point, have a difficult time passing. Every so often something gets through, but it's very rare, and there are groups that, I'm not saying with this particular levy, but there are groups that don't want their taxes increased and make it very well known. So, you know, it's not a shock to me that these go down. I mean, on election night during coverage, you always look at the levies, and it's not a surprise that the majority of them do fail. And I'm guessing that has a lot to do with an older voting population and taxes the way they are. Very few people, I would imagine, have a really good grasp on what is going on with these groups financially. Honestly, I doubt they do. I really do. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I find it interesting how people's ears are so sensitive to some words. MRDD. They still use MRDD instead of MCBDD. For Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I know a lot of people felt funny. MRDD, mentally retardation and developmental disabilities. So, you know, hey people, words don't kill. People do.
Yeah, I think it is MCBDD now.
Well, it was formerly known, but everything is MRDD. They all say MRDD. Because it's ingrained, it's fried into their brains. It's MRDD is easier to say than MCBDD. So, hey, it's not bad to say mentally retarded or somebody's retarded. It's just a word, a descriptive word. So get over it, Marion. Get over it, people. Okay. To a better tomorrow.
Now, I would say, I don't know. But I do think that people
do have a bad reaction to that word. But I don't know. You know, again, some people do, some people don't. I do know this. I do know that there have been situations in the public, if an employee is referred to in that way, that word, that is considered a derogatory comment. I do know that. Go ahead, caller.
I mean, I have to agree with your caller. I agree with that, and I think people struggle. We all go back to just the old nomenclature. But I also think, too, as he said, that it's just a word. And it's just kind of like, and I'm sorry to do this to you, Scott, but it's like the word fuck. You know, people get all sideways about that word, and Christians get all sideways about that word, but they don't get sideways about actions or inactions.
But here's
they get stuck on the words,
right.
And I'm just saying that, you know, I see the point on the mental retardation thing and all that, and I agree 100%. We all got to do better on that.
Right, but here's the thing. I think much like as time has went on, and this is not my opinion because it's not an issue that I'm facing right now, but you used to be able in a public workspace to use the N-word. If you as an employee now would use the N-word in a public workspace, you could be fired. If you would write that in a newspaper, you could be fired. Okay, now we're talking about the word that begins with an R. Now, some people think it's derogatory. Some people think it's not. I think if you say mental retardation, I don't think people have a problem because that's not labeling a person. But I would guarantee you that if you used the word, the adjective, on somebody in the workplace, that they could pull you up on harassment.
Sure.
I mean,
I see it, and words, I mean, words change, words matter. As you said, the N-word used to be able to, I mean, it was in movies. It was in, you know, Blazing Saddles, or I'm not going to, don't quote me on that one, but, you
it was
know,
on
I mean,
television.
Archie Bunker, all
right.
I'm not saying it was correct, but I'm saying it was everywhere, you know?
No, because I think there was a group that decided that was a derogatory term. Also, for gay people. You know, there are terms there that they have decided are derogatory. And, you know, I don't know why we're so anxious to keep the derogatory terms. If I am not gay and I am not mentally challenged and I am not facing any racist issues, why do I care if people don't want to be called certain words? I think that's
because
their prerogative.
People worry more about what people think than what people know.
Yeah, but you know, here's the problem. We know how people were using that word. I know how people were using that word. You called somebody that word if you were saying they were stupid. It became a slang word. And that's the problem. Once you turn it into a slang word for stupid, people don't like that. I don't think there's anything in the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I don't think kids ever said, hey, you developmentally disabled person, and meant that as a slang. But the other word became slang for stupid.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think it's very important to say before you go that for me and for what I'm reading and hearing from Naomi and so many more, this has absolutely, one thing has absolutely nothing to do with the other. People are worried about and concerned with the money stewardship in that organization and all government organizations, county organizations whatsoever, public servants, county employees. People are concerned about this. So this has nothing to do with, you know, you hate the kids or you're not for the kids or you're not for helping them. Nothing is so far from the truth. This is about good stewardship. In my opinion, Cheryl Plaster should have had the leadership and the wherewithal to understand that this was going to come up, that this was going to be an issue that Phil or Naomi or somebody else was going to see and bring forth, so she should have got ahead of it before it ever became out.
Well, again,
that's my opinion.
You were just and I'm out of here in 10 seconds, but my point on this whole thing is I don't think that's why people don't vote for these things. I bet if you stood out of a polling place and said, who's the superintendent of the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, if 10% of the people could tell you her name, I would be shocked. People,
no, I agree. It's about the taxes, stupid.
Right, it's about the taxes. It's about the money. People don't want to pay more money, and they don't care how much those people are making. They don't care what they're doing with their money, and they don't care who's affected. They just know they're affected if they get another tax on their... on their.
And it doesn't mean they don't love their city.
No. Well, I don't... No, I don't think it does. But we're done for the day. All right, thanks for calling. All right, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Successful, but...
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of...